Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Recipe Unlimited Corporation Annual General Meeting. At this time, all participant lines are in a listen-only mode. I would now like to turn the conference over to Chairman Paul Rivett.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Recipe Annual Shareholders Meeting. The pandemic has necessitated the use of an online format. We appreciate your patience as we navigate this virtual meeting. I am Paul Rivett, Chairman of Recipe, and with your consent, I will act as chair of this meeting. Please note that only registered holders as of April 3rd, 2020, or their duly appointed proxy holders are permitted to vote at this meeting. Following the formal portion of this meeting, time permitting, members of management and myself will be available to take a few questions. Shareholders who wish to ask a question may do so using instant messaging through the virtual interface. Please note there will be a slight delay as we receive the messaging. Since this is our first virtual meeting, and hopefully our last, I will set out a few rules for the meeting. Questions can only be submitted by a registered shareholder or duly appointed proxy holder and will only be addressed during the question period at the end of the formal meeting. Questions which were already answered or that are unclear or repetitive will not be answered. For the purposes of the meeting today, voting on all matters will be conducted by a single electronic ballot. Registered shareholders and duly appointed proxy holders will be asked to vote on each business item after the presentation on all items. When you will be asked to vote, you will receive a message through the virtual interface requesting you to register your votes. You will only have a certain amount of time to do so. After you have registered your votes for all of today's business items, the scrutineers will compile the votes in respect of each item. With all of that said, we will now proceed with the formal portion of today's meeting. I formally call to order the annual meeting of shareholders of Recipe Unlimited Corporation. With your consent, I ask David Bloomberger, Recipe's Associate General Counsel, to act as Secretary of the meeting, and Shirley Tom and Lewis Waltenbury of Computershare Trust Company of Canada to act as the scrutineers. I can report that as a result of reviewing an affidavit of mailing and a preliminary report of the scrutineers, I am satisfied that notice of this meeting has been duly given, that a quorum is present, and that this meeting is therefore properly called and constituted. I can also report that the proxies lodged before this meeting allow management of the company to cast a significant number of votes. Based on the number of shares represented at this meeting, the members of management here today will be able to determine the outcome of all motions that will go to a vote today. Unless there is an objection, we will dispense with the reading of the notice. I will move quickly through the formal business. To that end, as is available on SEDAR and as was mailed to shareholders in advance, I table before the meeting the corporation's financial statements for its fiscal year ended December 29, 2019, and the report of our auditors, KPMG, on the 2019 financial statements. I will now move to the election of directors. Management's recommended nominees have consented to stand for election to the board, and all of the nominees are currently members of the board. I now invite nominations for the directors.
I nominate as directors of the corporation for the ensuing year Paul Rivett, Stephen Gunn, Michael John Norris, John Allen Rothschild, Christopher Hodgson, Sean Reagan, David Eisenstadt, and Christy Clark.
I second each of these nominations.
Thank you. Recipe's constating documents require that nominations of directors by shareholders be received at least 30 days in advance of the meeting in order to be valid. As no nominations were received prior to the deadline, the nominations are closed. As mentioned at the beginning of this meeting, voting today will be conducted by a single electronic ballot. We therefore continue with the next item of business, which is the appointment of the company's auditors, and you will be prompted to vote on the election of each director and the appointment of the company's auditors shortly thereafter. I now invite a resolution regarding the appointment of auditors.
I move that KPMG LLP be reappointed as auditors of the corporation to hold office until the next annual meeting, and that the directors be authorized to fix the auditors' remuneration for the 2020 fiscal year.
I second the motion.
Thank you. We will now proceed with voting on today's business items by way of a single electronic ballot, being the election of directors to sit on the board of directors of the company and the appointment of the auditors of the company. You will now be prompted to register your vote in respect of the election of each proposed director and the appointment of the company's auditors. Please register your votes by accessing the voting page when prompted and pressing on the for or the withhold buttons next to the name of each proposed director and next to the resolution with respect to the appointment of KPMG as the company's auditors. Once the electronic balloting closes, the voting page will disappear and your votes will be automatically submitted. We will wait for a few minutes for the completion of the electronic ballots and then move on to the next business item. We will provide registered shareholders and duly appointed proxy holders approximately 1 minute to complete the electronic ballots. Once voting is completed, I would ask that the scrutineers compile the report regarding the results of voting on all business matters. We will reconvene in a few moments with the scrutineers' report and the voting results. Thank you for waiting. I have received the scrutineer's report and confirm the following. Each of the nominees have been elected as directors of the company to serve until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until their successors are elected or appointed. KPMG are hereby appointed as the auditors of the company, and the board of directors is authorized to fix their remuneration. I propose now to terminate this meeting. Following the conclusion of the formal portion of the meeting, our CEO, Frank Hennessy, will provide a brief business update, and then we'll answer your questions. As there is no further business to come before the meeting, I will entertain a motion for termination.
I move that this meeting be terminated.
I second the motion.
Thank you, Frank. Unless there are any objections, the formal items of the business have now been dealt with. I declare the formal part of the meeting to be concluded, and I now ask Frank to give us his business update.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning, everyone. Let me first start by saying that I hope everyone is safe and healthy. This morning, I thought I'd keep my comments brief, but I did want to touch on three areas. First, the current state of our business operations. Second, to make a few comments on the quarter. And finally, to discuss efforts underway for a restart of the business. Presently, we have 759 open restaurants, which is approximately 58% of our total restaurants. Swiss Chalet, Montana's, Kelsey's, Eastside Mario's, Original Joe's, State & Main, St. Hubert, and Harvey's are all open doing curbside pickup, drive-through, or delivery. Our catering business has seen growth of new business from retirement homes as they begin to outsource more of their needs, and our grocery retail business is strong versus the previous year, selling our licensed retail products. 83% of the sales that are being generated out of the restaurants are coming from Swiss Chalet, Harvey's, and St. Hubert. The investments that we have made in our e-com, particularly in these three brands, have certainly aided them to adopt quickly to the dramatic change in channel sales. Our pickup business at Swiss Chalet and St. Hubert is up 120% versus the previous year. On Cinco de Mayo Day, our Blanco restaurant in Calgary had a lineup of four blocks long for people waiting to buy margarita and taco do-it-yourself kits. They sold out in 2 hours. So we know there is pent-up demand in the marketplace. The ability of all these teams to adjust their operations to be able to accommodate new physical distancing measures, such as contactless delivery and curbside pickup, while still keeping productivity high, has been very impressive. The health and safety of our guests and team members will always be our first priority. Our restaurant teams are well trained in all aspects in food safety and sanitation, and they are diligently enforcing all of these standards. I just want to thank our corporate and franchise teams for persevering in difficult circumstances. 481 restaurants, however, remain completely closed, most notably The Keg, The Landing, and New York Fries, which are primarily located inside of malls. In our first quarter, after two periods, we had been on track with positive system and same-store sales along with EBITDA versus the previous year. Even after the first week of March, we were still flat for that week on SRS. However, the week ending March 15th, with the increasingly alarming news coverage and the shutdown of the NBA, our SRS ended down 27%. On March 16th, we announced our voluntary decision to shut down our dining rooms, followed very closely by the mandatory closures. The impact of March on our system sales was a decrease of almost $110 million. Shutting down an entire industry almost overnight comes with significant costs in many areas, including food spoilage and employee termination impacts from corporate restaurants. Any subsidy programs and other cost-saving measures will be reflected in the second quarter, since many programs were not announced until April. Upon closure, we took quick and decisive actions. We drew $300 million on our credit facility. We suspended all share buybacks. The board and exec suspended pay. Our leadership team and central office support teams all took temporary salary reductions. We ceased all renovations and deferred a significant amount of other capital spending. We have now announced the suspension of all dividend payments for the balance of 2020. And in addition, we have amended our lending covenants with both our syndicated lenders and our private note holders. The covenant amendments are effective through Q3 2021 and are expected to be responsive to the financial impacts from continued dining room closures and the gradual recovery of system sales as guests return. We also simultaneously took actions to support our franchise network. On March 15th, We ceased collection of royalties, ad fund, IT fees, off-premise fees, and rent. Our teams assisted in working with franchisee lenders to establish lending support programs, including payment deferrals and expanded credit facilities. We connected with each franchisee to ensure their lending program deferrals and adjustments were in place, including facilitation with lenders, arrangement for payment reversals, and emergency loan applications. We have worked to negotiate cost savings with multitudes of vendors. And we began active negotiations with over 800 landlords on rent adjustments. Discussions with landlords is fluid. I want to thank those landlords who have stepped up to work with us and our many small business franchise partners. Many of the smaller and medium-sized landlords in this country recognize that this event was beyond the control of our restaurants. In this event, it is certainly our expectation that all of our landlords, but in particular the largest landlords in this country, many of whom are public REITs, will recognize that it is in everyone's collective interest to negotiate terms which will enable restaurants to carry on. Everyone must also recognize that the solution here must go beyond the simple closure period, but also continue through the recovery phase. Our EBITDA for the quarter was $20.5 million, down $29.6 million, driven entirely due to the closure of the restaurants. On the positive side, we are also not just playing on defense. At the end of March, we opened our first delivery-only kitchen called Ultimate Kitchens in the Leaside neighborhood of Toronto. Ultimate Kitchens serves six of our brands, Swiss Chalet, Eastside Mario's, Montana's, Fresh, New York Fries, and Harvest. This business in a very short period of time has shown impressive week-over-week growth and is on track to generate more than $2 million in annualized sales. The kitchen is unique in that it is highly efficient due to its integrated nature and the fact that you can have multi-brand menu offerings all in one delivery. The Ultimate Kitchen represents a significant opportunity for future growth as it is on point with the shift in consumer behavior, and it is a viable option for us to serve communities, especially major urban centers, where it may be cost prohibitive for us to build a traditional restaurant. We are now finalizing plans to open additional kitchens in Toronto, Calgary, and Montreal by the end of 2020. The impact of this event is obviously material to Recipe, and we are continuing to find ways to reduce costs and to eliminate discretionary spending. However, the best way back is to reopen our dining rooms, but to only do so while we maintain our top priority of keeping both our guests and associates safe. We've been working with our franchisees, our corporate managers, industry, and government on a blueprint for reopening. We have put forward a plan, largely adopted by the BC Minister of Health, to safely reopen restaurants. BC has announced that restaurants can begin to reopen, and we believe that date to be May 19th. We believe that our plan will allow Canadians to once again enjoy a great meal out with friends, with great service, in an atmosphere that will allow them to be social again while still being safe. Our menus and floor plans have all been adjusted to accommodate anticipated new restrictions, while at the same time ensuring that it is a hospitable versus a hospital environment. We are more than ready to get back to business, but we do realize that the ramp up will be slow at first. We believe customers will look first to brands that they trust. Establishing trust with Canadians is important. For 137 years, we have been doing just that. Canadians can count on us to do this right. And you may have noticed I've been referring to this tragic situation as an event, simply because it is one. It will pass. It is not a systematic indictment on the brands or Recipe, and people will return to our restaurants. When you've been in business for 137 years like we have been, you gain a bit of a reputation for being a survivor. Recipe Cara has survived two world wars, a Great Depression, 9/11, when I would remind people our largest business at the time served the airline industry, the Great Recession of 2008, and will survive this pandemic. For Recipe, we are confident in the strength of our portfolio, the resilience of our teammates, the support of our partners, and the trust that Canadians place in our brands. Thank you, everyone. And I'd also just like to end my comments by wishing all the moms out there a very happy Mother's Day weekend. Back to you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Frank. At this point, I want to take the opportunity to sincerely thank Frank and Ken and the entire Recipe team for their tremendous effort and unflappable fortitude during this very difficult, unprecedented time. I also want to thank all of our franchisees, associates, and employees that continue the essential work throughout this pandemic, providing meals to families across this country. We are now happy to answer a few questions from registered shareholders and duly appointed proxy holders. Each question will be summarized before we proceed to the answers. We will now give attendees a moment to type in their questions. There being no questions, we'd like to conclude the question and answer portion of this meeting. On behalf of management and our board of directors, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you, our shareholders, for your commitment and continued support. Goodbye for now. Stay well. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation and have a wonderful day. You may all disconnect.